From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There has been an attempted coup in Turkey by what the government there describes as a clique in the military. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul with more.
The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is declaring that the coup has been defeated. This has been echoed by his prime minister, Binali Yildirim. He said that there are a few remaining pockets of resistance, but most of the coup, people involved in the coup, have now been detained. According to figures now, over 300 soldiers have been are now in custody. There are pictures all on social media and on TV showing the soldiers being led away by police. There have also been some pictures on social media of dead soldiers and others being attacked by crowds. It's been a night of unprecedented violence in the country's history.
Dorian Jones in Istanbul. France began the first of 3 days of national mourning today following the attack on Bastille Day celebrations in Nice that left 84 dead. French President François Hollande has extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that's been in place since the Paris attacks left 130 dead. In Washington, President Obama says he spoke with Mr. Hollande.
And I told President Hollande that we will stand united now in our grief, in our praying for the many who are injured, many of whom are still fighting for their lives. And we pledge to stand with our French friends as we defend our nations against this scourge of terrorism and violence.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among the many who have condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow, Secretary Kerry said both sides stressed that closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia was critical to ending a conflict that's killed as many as 500,000 people, contributed to the global migration crisis, and spawned the international expansion of the Islamic State. Mr. Kerry also said the steps are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities.
The concrete steps that we have agreed on are not going to be laid out in public in some long list because we want them to work and because they need more work in order to work.
Foreign Minister Lavrov said that both sides share understanding they need each other and are needed as well by the international community. In other news, United Nations top diplomat in Iraq is warning the expected military operation to liberate the city of Mosul from the Islamic State could become the world's biggest humanitarian crisis. Currently, the UN estimates that more than 10 million Iraqis require some form of humanitarian assistance, including the 3.4 million people who have been displaced since the rise of the Islamic State began in 2014. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy is lobbying the European Parliament to impose measures on Cambodia in the wake of a concerted government crackdown on dissent and the murder of a prominent government critic last week. Speaking to VOA after giving testimony to parliamentarians, Rainsy said he hoped that Europe would follow up on the earlier pledge to link Cambodia's aid program with improvements in human rights. While EU lawmakers can vote to levy sanctions against individuals linked to crimes such as murder and environmental offenses, Rainsy says they are considering finance freezes on those in question. Turning now to U.S. politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced that Indiana Governor Mike Spence is his pick for vice president. Spence is widely seen as a strategically sound choice for Trump. Conservative governor is popular with social conservatives, a key voter bloc for Trump. 57-year-old Spence won out over two other reported finalists, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Newt Gingrich, who used to be Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Opinion polls have consistently shown that Trump trails presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, though the race has been tightening. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.